On August 27, Sentinel-1 NYSE-S posted the kind of quarter that makes a growth stock look like it's maturing into a profit machine. Revenue climbed 21% to $292 million, but the headline number was net new ARR of $56 million, a second quarter record and the fifth straight quarter of positive growth. Layer in AI security ARR that tripled year over year, and it's clear why management raised its full-year outlook. A platform finally paying off. Total annual recurring revenue grew 22% to $1.218 billion, and remaining performance obligations, a gauge of contracted revenue not yet booked, accelerated to 45% growth and hit $1.7 billion. That's a sign customers are signing longer, larger deals rather than testing the waters. Profitability caught up with growth too. Non-GAAP operating margin hit a record 10%, up 820 basis points from just 2% a year ago, while sales and marketing spend fell to 34% of revenue, a swing of more than 900 basis points that points to a sales engine getting more efficient rather than just spending more. Diluted earnings per share doubled to 8 cents. The company's newer bets are where the real momentum sits. AI security, revenue from its prompt security and Purple AI products tripled year over year, and CEO Tomer Weingarten called it the next product line to reach 9 figures in ARR. Sentinel-1 Flex, a flexible purchasing model launched barely a year ago, already accounts for more than 10% of total ARR. And the company is leaning into a sovereign defense angle, pitching itself as one of the only vendors that can deploy security in fully air-gapped environments, a pitch that reportedly won over an aerospace and defense customer during a competitive proof of concept. Customers with $100,000 or more in annual spend grew 13% to 1,715, and ARR per customer hit a company record, evidence that big accounts are consolidating more of their security budget onto the platform. Growth has a cost, and profits are still thin. Not every metric moved in the right direction. Non-GAAP gross margin actually slipped to 77% from 79% a year earlier, an odd wrinkle for a company touting healthy platform economics. And while a 10% operating margin is a huge improvement from 2%, it's still a modest number in absolute terms, and adjusted free cash flow margin sits at just 6% on a trailing 12-month basis. The profitability story here is directional, not yet mature. CFO Sonali Parekh also flagged that the broader tailwind she's counting on, enterprises modernizing their security infrastructure, plays out over multiple quarters and years rather than showing up immediately in results. That's a reasonable caveat, but it means today's bookings momentum still has to convert into recognized revenue over a long runway. Meanwhile, the EPS outlook is getting squeezed by a rising diluted share count tied to stock price appreciation, which works against per-share growth even as the business scales. And the same AI arms race fueling demand for Sentinel-1's tools cuts both ways. Offensive AI is compressing the time between when a vulnerability is discovered and when it gets weaponized, raising the bar for every security vendor to keep pace at machine speed.